Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. Thousands of Kaiser mental health workers are putting away their picket signs for now after the stunning news of the death of company CEO Bernard Tyson. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, union leaders are remembering him as someone who helped forge the first collaborations between labor and management.
Yes, Susan, 4,000 psychologists, therapists, and other mental health care workers were set to strike from Sacramento to San Diego this morning. The five-day action was meant to bring attention to what workers say was an overwhelming caseload and months-long waits for patient appointments. Sal Roselli is president of the National Union of Healthcare Workers and knew the late CEO when Bernard Tyson was coming up as a manager at Kaiser Oakland in the 80s.
It was years of his willingness and other executives in Kaiser to truly collaborate with their employees, work together to provide high-quality care.
Now, Kaiser has seen sizable growth in membership and its bottom line since Tyson took reins in 2013. The system is planning to open its own medical school in Pasadena and waive tuition for the first five classes.
You know, this is the week for mourning and offering condolences to Bernard's family and friends. And I hope a week from now we can reengage with managers, right, to hopefully resolve this conflict.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. Avoid vaping and you may save your heart. That is the takeaway from a couple of new studies about the effects of e-cigarettes on cardiovascular health. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler has been looking into this.
Stan, the first study looked at how vaping affects cholesterol levels. It found that people who used e-cigarettes had higher levels of bad cholesterol compared to non-smokers and lower levels of good cholesterol. The second study is truly eyebrow-raising. It looked at how vaping affects blood flow, and it found that it took people who vaped longer to recover from exercise than non-smokers, and even from people who smoked traditional cigarettes. The medical community remains divided over the risks and benefits of e-cigarettes. Dr. David Abrams at New York University's College of Global Public Health tells CBS News when it comes to cancer,
e-cigarettes are biologically much less harmful in terms of exposures. They're not harmless, but they are dramatically less harmful.
Meanwhile, the effects of e-cigarettes on lungs have been deadly. So far, at least 39 people have died from vaping-related illnesses that the CDC now says may be related to vitamin E oil. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Police in Vallejo are investigating a deadly shooting involving an off-duty Richmond cop. This happened last evening near a Valero gas station on Fairgrounds Drive. Police aren't saying much about what led up to the shooting. The off-duty officer stayed at the scene and is cooperating. Police are not releasing the dead man's identity, but social media posts are identifying him as Eric Reason of Vallejo. He was a local rapper who went by the stage name Chetaman. A friend of Reason said he had six children. How are you observing Veterans Day? If you are a veteran, you could be eating your meals free. KCBS's Jim Taylor explains.
To start the day today,
veterans can get a free coffee and donut at Krispy Kreme. The nice thing about that, you don't have to buy anything else.
Then lunch or dinner.
Applebee's is thanking all veterans and active duty military members with a free meal.
These promotions get a thumbs up from this veteran.
We see a lot of veterans every day and think they deserve that kind of recognition and support every day.
Chris Johnson, head of Veterans Resource Centers.
We've been around for 47 years, started by a group of Vietnam veterans that felt that they just were not quite getting what was necessary, and other veterans were in the same situation.
Fill in the gap. The creation of VRC.
VRC, Veterans Resource Centers, provides and tries to alleviate some of the challenges vets have. Homelessness is one, mental health support and care, and just basic support navigating the VA system when needed.
He says he hopes to catch a veterans parade today and maybe get one of those free meals. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.